Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. I don't know. I had a call last week from Australia. You know, we have calls from all over the world. I don't know how you people are finding me because my marketing, social media skills are non-existent. But you know what happens is when people are, when it's time for you to hear, it doesn't even matter if it's me. When it's time for you to hear something or time for you to experience something, you will. So let your shoulders down. Let's relax. And thank you for being here. I am the world's only, I'm going to say the world's only happiness specialist. And what the heck does that mean? That means that in every waking moment, and I mean in every single moment, I am so conscious. It's draining. Sometimes, audience, it's just so draining. When I go out into the world, I am conscious, and every single time I'm making a conscious choice to choose peace over drama. That's it. I choose to choose happiness over something else, over another type of feeling or vibration. And it is a vibration. You know, we are all vibrating beings. We are, and everything vibrates. We are energy. We are vibrating beings. And you can feel the difference. You can feel when you're vibrating, when you feel connected, when you're vibrating peace. And you can feel when you're feeling, you know, some labels, many labels are angry, sad, resentful, irritated, you know, all of those human emotions. And so what I do on this show is just to share with you what I practice that enables me to be at peace regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens in my life, and listen, just because I'm a happiness specialist doesn't mean that I'm skipping through the tulips. People, I have the same challenges you do, from health to relationships, from, you know, to and it all stems from the ego. It all stems from those thoughts. It all stems from the programming of thinking there needs to be more than this present moment. The suffering comes from thinking that this present moment needs to be different. There's something wrong with the present moment. There's something, there's got to be a mistake. Well, I'm here to tell you that there are no mistakes in this universe. Not only are there no mistakes, and we were not taught this, not only are there no mistakes, everything that happens, even if it feels uncomfortable, even if it feels like, oh, I don't want to experience this, there is an opportunity for each and every one of us to grow from it. You know that saying, look for the silver lining. I know it's a little cornball, but that's the truth. And that just happens. How you can look and find something good in whatever you're experiencing comes from practice. Comes from practice, changing a perspective. Because nothing has to change in your life. Nothing has to be different for you to find peace but your perspective. But who teaches us to practice changing a perspective if we're looking at something just one way, one way, one way. So happiness is a practice skill. I was looking at, I've been looking at a lot of interviews with Kobe Bryant, and one of the things this guy was really about, what did he say? He says, find your potential and go beyond that. I'm thinking, oh, geez, there's more, go beyond that. So when I say it as a practice, it really is a moment-by-moment practice, and the only way, well, not the only way, but a way to practice is to make a commitment and to prioritize happiness, to prioritize peace, to prioritize vibrating a sense of satisfaction. You know, we live in a world of dissatisfaction. Is it possible for you to vibrate satisfaction right in the middle of the storm? Is it possible for you to vibrate peace while there is a tsunami overhead? And I'm here to tell you that the practice is real. And like anything else, you know, listen, it doesn't matter what field you're in, from being a musician to an athlete to a doctor to a writer to a gardener to a painter, whatever position you do in your life, race car driver, it takes practice. And so what I share with you, my dear audience, is what to practice. And today's topic is a really interesting one, I think. I don't think I've covered this before, maybe a little bit, but it is about how social media posting, reading posts, you know what a lot of people do. Posting, reading, how that can subtract from your happiness. Listen, if I find something or if I discover something that is subtracting from my peace and subtracting from my happiness, you can trust me, you can trust that I am on it. So happiness is, the practice of happiness is eliminating behaviors that subtract from happiness and practicing behaviors that add. It's very simple. There's a formula to it. But the problem comes from the adding. The problem comes from thinking that there is something other than that one person, you, that one person that's in the mirror. You know, you're the only one in the mirror. You're the only one that can make a choice. You're the only one that can change. When I say you're the only one that can change, I mean that you are responsible for you. And it is a really, it is not easy to believe and trust that you have the answers along with the universe. I mean, you know, you have to align yourself, partner with the universe. And I use the term universe. Some people use the term God, spirit, higher power, source energy. It doesn't matter. But you're not alone. You are connected. You are the universe in human form. You are consciousness. So part of the practice is being aware in every single moment. Now, the number, I have a few people in the queue, and I'll get to you in the queue. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and I will get to everyone in the queue, I promise. Back to what I was saying about happiness. Okay, so let me give you my definition of happiness. And if you've listened to the show, I know you've heard it a million times, but I've got to say it again. My definition of happiness is to be able to vibrate peace regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what doesn't happen. Because it's not only about what's happening, you know, it's about, it's that one word, it's a four-letter word, that word more. I want more. I want more than this present moment. I want to experience more. This is not enough. Oh, my gosh, you could just go spinning and spinning and spinning around wanting, desiring more than the present moment. And then I get a lot of a lot of kickback from, well, what does that mean? I just don't do anything. I just accept the present moment. And what that means is your actions become actions based on inspiration, what you are inspired to do. And trust me, audience, trust me, my dear audience, you will have so many different types of inspiration. There's you don't even have to write a list. When you allow and you trust and you let go and you allow the universe to drive, when you allow the universe to do its thing, if you will, when you trust and surrender to the universe, there is a shift. There is a shift in your own energy. There is a shift, meaning that there is a connection that you, okay, I can relax and I can enjoy what I'm experiencing, regardless of what it is. I know that's a tall ask, but everything that I do, well, I'm not going to say everything, but the majority of the things that I do are all inspirational. And it took me years to get to a point to not feel bad, I'm lazy. I'm writing my second book, Program for Unhappiness. I haven't written today. I haven't written in a week. But guess what? I wasn't inspired to write. So it's really trusting that this journey is a perfect one. This journey that I am on, this journey that we are all on, this individual journey, because we are as different as our fingerprints, this individual journey is custom made for each person. The journey has nothing to do with your family member, your partner, your coworker, your neighbor, nothing to do with them. This is about you and the universe. I'm really excited to share with you. And let me just give you the topic is. Oh, and I just want to say this before sometimes I wait till the end. I am available for weekend seminars, weekend retreats. Contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Speaker workshops. I am so into sharing what I've learned about this thing called happiness. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And you know when you throw it out there and you ask, how can I feel, be happy? You always get answers. You always get direction. You always are guided. But it is a trust and letting go. And the ego and the programming doesn't want you to let go. The programming, oh, my goodness, it is so ingrained. Anything, the only reason why you're suffering is because of the programming. Because, you know, when you were younger, 1-year-old, 2-year-old, you didn't care about any of this stuff that you have all of this judgments and opinions about now. So it's really an unlearning of what you've learned about life and about happiness. I want to talk about, and then I'm going to get to the phone calls. I promise I will get to the queue. I want to talk about social media and happiness. Posting on social media, reading posts on social media, and isn't it interesting how, and I'm not going to even say that most of the world is consumed, but I know that this country, the USA, is really, consumed, have knowledge of. Not everybody is posting, but a lot of people do. And I remember when I started posting, and one of the things, this was years ago, one of the things was, I don't have many friends. I only have, 50 friends, and then I found out that you can, ask people to be friends, and then all of a sudden I've got close to 5,000 friends, people I don't even know. The social media, when I say social media, one of the things that can subtract, one of the things that can subtract from your happiness, subtract from your peace, is paying attention to numbers. Now, it's not that's just across the board. It's not just social media. It's about paying attention to numbers in your bank account too. Paying attention and putting some kind of putting a value on a number and thinking that a number either higher or lower is going to make you feel a different way. Well, say all of a sudden you had, I don't know, $300 in your account, and then the next day you have $10,000 in your account. If that affects your vibration, if that has the power to make you feel either good or bad, you know that this number thing, all numbers, this whole thing about numbers and high numbers are good and low numbers are bad, especially depending on followers and big numbers, because these people that have millions and millions and millions of followers, what if tomorrow they have zero followers? Zero. What if everybody disappears? And you are affected by them disappearing. See, there's nothing wrong with having millions and millions of numbers or having millions and millions of followers. But the issue is, the problem comes from, is your peace affected by the next day and there's zero? And that can be same thing with a bank account. Same thing with a bank account. You have a certain amount of money and you either, oh my goodness, turkeys. You have a certain amount. I live in Oregon, and it's, you know, I don't know why these animals don't understand there is a property line here, but I digress. City girl living in the middle of the forest. The numbers, big or small, can they? And this is a question that you have to ask and answer yourself. Do numbers affect your vibration, affect your energy, affect your peace, affect you feeling good, affect you feeling bad? Can these numbers affect your balance? Now, that's a question that you can ask yourself. So when I talk about social media, and I hear it all the time, you know, I hear the stories, well, I posted something, you know, these are from people talking to me. I posted something, and I didn't get any likes. Well, trust me, I got my left hand up in the air, too. I was guilty of the same thing. Oh, gee, only 3 likes? Ooh, how pathetic. And then, of course, looking at other people with hundreds of likes, 500 likes. Wow, how do they do it? The problem comes from allowing any fluctuation from numbers to affect how you feel. One of the things that is really problematic is because taking those likes or those dislikes or the comments personally. I'm telling you, everything that I talk about, I've had to work through myself. So when I say that, be aware, be conscious of numbers making you feel a certain way, or likes or either high or low making you feel a certain way, you know that if you are going up and down and up and down because of posts, people reading posts, people agreeing posts, people liking posts, people ignoring your posts. How about if they're your friends and they used to post on your page and watch and, yeah, thumbs up, and now all of a sudden they're disappeared. Now all of a sudden they disappeared. Like 2 callers from the queue. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it when I'm talking and people just and people leave the show. The question comes from, not the question, but the imbalance comes from taking things personally, judgments, expectations, labeling, and someone else is, let's see, what do I want to say? Someone else is, well, I just lost my train of thought. Hold on a second. Oh, someone else posts either a short comment or a long comment that you just don't agree with. You're the opposite. You have the opposite stand. You have the opposite viewpoint. It's just the opposite. You know, and that's another thing. I'm 21 minutes into the show, I had two people drop off out of the queue. And see, bother me too. But the truth is, what other people do or they don't do has no effect on my peace or my happiness. Has no effect whether or not I vibrate contentment, vibrate satisfaction. Has no effect. It used to. But when you prioritize it, when you make a commitment to peace, wanting peace, practicing, that's your number one all the time. There is no number two, three, or four. Number one, having that, prioritizing peace takes you, in other words, that's all the fuel you're going to need. That's all the gasoline you're going to need. That's all you're going to need, because that is the universe. The universe is a universe of peace. A lot of change, a lot of growing, a lot of evolution. But it is a universe of peace. Look at the animals. Look at the animals out in nature. Let me look at my notes. Okay. I have a question. The evolution of your life. Are you able to give me three. Give me three specific examples of how you are different today than you were a month ago, 6 months ago. If you can, rattle it off. If you can, quickly, I'm different, one, two, three, I'm different this way, I'm different, one, two, three, I have an example, quickly. That means that you are consciously aware of self. Now, let's get back to the social media. Let me tell you a really quick story. I remember having a conversation with one of my relatives. This had to be at least 15 years ago. And I was telling him, I said, you know, you make a choice. This journey is a life and journey of choices. Now, some are unconscious and some are conscious choices. But it is a life and a moment by moment of choices. And I remember, this is in the first book, my first book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And I remember in that book giving an example of somebody trying to smother you with a pillow, and you're not able to breathe. Smother you with a pillow, you're not able to breathe. And I said, you have to want to be happy, or you have to want to feel, vibrate peace, just with the same fervor, with the same energy, with the same tenacity as you, not tenacity, but the same energy that you want and need to breathe, with the same commitment that you need and want to breathe. Now, everybody doesn't have that commitment. Everybody, you know, everybody doesn't make that commitment. Sometimes happiness is a part-time gig, and that's okay too. But you get what you put into it. You receive, you get what you invest in it. Back to Kobe Bryant. This guy would talk about, he said, since he was 13 years old, he wanted to see if he could be the best basketball player ever. And he would study. At 13 years old, he would watch film of other players, from Magic Johnson to Larry Bird. He would watch film and say, well, what are they doing? I mean, he would study other players. And this is really interesting. When he's in the middle of a game, he would talk, not doing what he was good at, practicing what he was not good at. So there is a balance. There is a full balance that your game or your skill is well, not well-rounded, but your skill comes from a lot of different sources. That means, okay, let me give you a quick example. That means if, you know, one of the things that subtracts from happiness is having expectations. All expectations subtract from happiness. Every single expectation subtracts from happiness. All expectations subtract from happiness. Did I say that three times? So what if you practice not having any expectations? But what if you also blame other people for how you're feeling? So I'm saying that there is a balance to practice so many different types of behaviors. Let me get back to the social media thing, because I know that's our topic. I could get off in so quickly. Oh, I wasn't finished with my story. So I remember my relative and I said, you know, you have to want to be as happy as you need to breathe. And then he said to me, and I quote, he said to me, I don't want to be happy that bad. I don't want to be happy that bad. Now, I remember being confused. I remember being confused because why wouldn't you want to be, what? The truth is, what he was saying is, I'm not going to be putting in all that work. And it is work. It is a practice. No, I don't want to be happy that bad. But that's not his fault. Back to the social media. Even though that threw me off, it really did shock me, because I've never met somebody that said, well, you know, you can keep your practice, and I really don't need to be happy that bad. I was like, what? It's like saying, I really don't need to look at another rainbow. Kind of, I don't even know if that's a good analogy. Anyway, back to social media. See, the social media is, the problem comes from looking at, reading anybody else's post, and now you have a judgment about it, either a favorable judgment or an unfavorable judgment. All judgments subtract from happiness. All judgments, especially about others, well, even about self, all judgments subtract from happiness. You are not born having judgments. You are not born having judgments about self. You had to learn that. It's a programming. So one of the biggest red flags is, can you read other people's posts, regardless of what their opinion is, or regardless of their stance, or regardless of what they believe, can you read it objectively and not be affected by it? When I say not be affected, your vibration is still chill. Because if someone else's post if there is a post that can anger you or frustrate you or can piss you off, can bother you, can take you off your peace train, then guess what? You know you have work to do. It's nothing to do with them. They can have their opinion. They can believe whatever they want to believe. But when it knocks you off your peace train, your happiness ride, then you know you have more practice. That's a pretty easy one. See, instead of blaming the post or blaming the person or thinking that there's something wrong, and the only reason why we think there's something, the only reason why we are bothered by anybody else, I'm sorry to say, put your seatbelt on, the only reason why we are bothered by anyone else is because they think or they behave or they act differently than us. It's the only reason. The only reason social media can affect you, can bother you, can take you off your vibration of balance and peace and contentment and satisfaction is a lack of acceptance of others. And we know that the core of the lack of acceptance of others is a lack of acceptance of self. Now, the other thing about these social media posts, let me just share something with you. I remember I had a student in one of my classes, in one of my the Truth About Happiness classes, and she would just come in frantic and bothered and even frightened of the news, of watching the news. There are so many bad things that are happening in the news in the world. I mean, it just kept her in a tense state of worry, anxiety, anxiousness. It just kept her, here I am stating the obvious. Well, you know, you don't have to watch the news. If you're feeling anxious and scared and nervous about what's on the news, you don't have to watch it. You don't have to watch it. But guess what? There was something that she was gaining and getting from the anxiousness, the being scared. Because if that wasn't available, in other words, this thing that we say about being scared and being anxious, there is an addiction to being anxious, addiction to fear, an addiction to feeling off of balance, an addiction to worrying. And when you take your addictions away, or when you take the source of those, I mean, the source of her anxiousness was the news, and if you take that away, now what? Now she doesn't get her daily dose of anxiety, her daily dose of fear. It's very, very scary. It's very scary, and it's very, it's a real challenge, and it takes a lot of courage. I know these are words, and it takes courage and trust to let go of everything that doesn't serve you and your peace. And that includes social media. I know people that say they go on social media and they're reading everybody's posts, and then they have comments, and then they're either feeling good about it or they're feeling bad about it. And my solution is, because listen, I'm into solutions. My solution is don't read it. Don't watch the news. Why are you watching or reading something that obviously or clearly bothers you in a way that doesn't serve you or in a way that doesn't bring you peace? That's a question only you can answer. Not only social media, even your conversation. I was listening to a woman yesterday, and I heard a story. I mean, it was a story from when she was married over 40 years ago, all the way up to the present moment. And I have to tell you, my dear audience, there was not one uplifting story. It was a complaint after a complaint after a complaint. And this went on for at least 30 minutes. I was listening. I was stuck in the hot tub. 20 minutes. What are you communicating with others? Are the same things, is the same as what you are communicating with self? What you are communicating about others is the same as the communication you have with self. There are a lot of people out there, excuse me, that are in a lot of pain. And when I say that, I'm saying it because the pain comes from, hold on a second, I'm drinking water. Hold on, audience. Let me gulp. Hold on. You know, when you drink water, you have to do the, you have to do the drink, gulp. Hold on. Gulp. So when you have a comment, make a comment, especially a comment about someone else, and it's not some glowing, it's not a glowing statement, that just shows me that you are in pain. People that are in pain gravitate, find what's wrong, negativity. And it, and especially now, oh my goodness, especially now, not only do we have the media, but we have the YouTubers. We have, everybody can have a platform. Anyone can have a platform. And these platforms are, and a lot of these platforms are not very positive. They're mean and it's just, callousness. There is a, let's see, hold on, what do I want to try to say? There is a shift in accepting behavior that wasn't accepted before, meaning the striking out, the reaching out, the lashing out, that's the word I was looking, the lashing out at others. And know that if you ever lash out or have a comment it is just reflecting who you are and where you are. Who you are and where you are. Complaining is a learned behavior. Blaming is a learned behavior. So what is the solution? Well, I said a little bit. I talked about posting, not reading. Can you post and not read? And even more than that, can you post and not read and accept what other people are posting and what they're saying? And lastly, I want to talk about, because I've heard this, posting, and some people only post good things, and some people post complaints, and some people post that, this is such a big variety. And so my question to you is, what is your intention when you are posting? What is your intention? Is your intention to get sympathy from others? Is your intention to get a reaction to others? Is your intention to uplift others? Is your intention to inspire? Is your intention to cause conflict? Those are the questions only you can answer. Someone was talking about how people hide behind posting. People hide behind posting anonymously, or they feel they can say whatever they want to say anonymously. And all of it comes from, especially if you're posting anything negative or anything that is, okay, let me scratch that, anything negative. Whatever you are posting is what you are contributing to the planet. Whatever you talk about, whatever you talk about in your post, that's what you're contributing to the planet. There are so many people with such strong opinions and strong judgments, and that's fine. But what happens when these people with these strong judgments and these strong opinions meet someone else that has the total opposite view of what they do? Usually what happens is their dander gets up, they're uncomfortable, they have to voice their opinion, their way is right. You know what I'm talking about. What you practice and what you post is a personal decision that you make in any moment you're posting. And my only contribution is to share with you to be aware and be conscious of what you're posting and your intention behind it. Are you posting to share? Are you posting to teach? Scratch the teach part. Are you posting to share, or are you posting with an agenda? All agendas subtract from happiness. And haven't you noticed that people that and their friends usually believe the same things? You know, usually you don't get a lot of people with other people, and they're total opposite on each, you know, on one end of the spectrum. Usually like attracts like. And I'm here to say that open up and practice acceptance of all. The only reason why I say that is because when you don't, you are subtracting from your own happiness. Here we go. And the last thing I want to say is this words, giving words power. You know, we were taught that words are powerful. I know we were taught that words are powerful, but it is a programmed belief. Because when you were 1 year old, 2 years old, and you could say any word, you just throw out any word, controversial words, the baby's not going to be affected by what you say. So words are not powerful, but we were taught that they are. So who's more powerful? The person that believes words are powerful? The person that can be affected by words, or the person that is not affected? And I'm going to leave you with that. Reality spirituality is heard every Sunday. I have, you know, I had people listening in the queue, and then they hung up. Well, anyway, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I do have a YouTube channel. I have a couple of videos on there. I know it's very dated. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one that I'm writing now, is called Program for Unhappiness, and it's going to be out sometime this year. And until next time, until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing and you're always growing. Love is kind and love is patient. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality.
Get down.